This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you. Have you come back from your little trip here?
Yeah. We're trying.
You experience the pulse of energy as we gave to the James here just prior to beginning this meditation. He was very much unaware of what was going to happen here today. But we wish for you to understand that this pulse of energy coming from the galactic central sun is very real. It is not the figment of someone's wild imagination, but it is a very real phenomenon. And what you have experienced or spoken of earlier about the sun, do you recall this when you spoke of this?
Yes.
This is a very strong part of all of this. Your sun is changing. Your sun is evolving here. Just as you are evolving, just as the Earth is evolving, the entire solar system is evolving, even the entire galaxy is evolving. And your sun is going through a major shift of consciousness here as well. And as this sun continues to shift, it will open up more of this gateway to allow this pulse of energy to come through. But it is associated with the consciousness of the entire solar system. So as the consciousness here on the Earth shifts more and more, it will then shift the consciousness of the solar system and as well the sun, and the trigger then will be given for this pulse of energy to no longer sit out there, but to then make its way quickly. It will not take years, it will not take decades, it will happen instantaneously, if you can begin to understand this possibility. And this pulse of energy will come through this gateway. It will hit, you might say, all of the various planets in the solar system, as well as the many spheres that are here. These spheres have been, for a time here now, they have been minimizing this energy that has been coming through. Not the full pulse yet, but many levels of energies have been coming through and bombarding the planet, but they have been filtered greatly by these spheres, the Sphere Alliance, as you know them. And they have been helping to hold these energies off. And you may be saying, why would they want to do that? We want these energies to come. But yes, you do, because you have been acclimating to this, as Sananda has said several times. But many here on the planet are not yet acclimated to this. So this is why the consciousness of the planet, the collective consciousness, must be the one that triggers this energy to come, this pulse of energy to then come and create an evolutionary shift in consciousness. And it will be instantaneous for many, and it will be a process for others. So you have to understand that everyone is an individual and will react or respond to these energies in different ways, just as you are doing now. Some are experiencing the movement through the veil even now as we speak, and others have not yet experienced that, but will. So do not be concerned that you are being left behind. No one will be left behind that does not want to be. So please understand that and put yourself at ease in all of this. It is all a process and it is all happening as it needs to. It is all being orchestrated, as has been said many times. So you are going through this shift and you are experiencing it in your own way and in different aspects from those of us that experienced it when we went through it. You are going to have similar experiences, but even yet differences in the way you have this experience happen for you individually. That is our message here as one who serves. You have questions here now for us as well as the Shira who is standing by.
Cheryl, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it so that as we ascend and become closer to the collective consciousness that we feel and hear others' thoughts that are not our own?
As you move up in the higher vibrations, as you move up in dimensional frequencies, you will experience so much more than you are aware of at this time. You are behind the veil here, or in, as James often likes to say, within the matrix here. And you are kept from seeing beyond this veil and beyond the programming that is here, except for those that are awakening and being able to get those glimpses, as we have spoken of many times. And as you move up into these higher vibrations, yes, you are connecting more with the collective consciousness that is there, has always been there, but you have not fully connected to it. But you will have access to the entire collective consciousness, so you will understand and know yourself as one with all. Ashira, anything to add here?
No, that is perfect. Thank you.
Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
I was reading through a channeling that said about 12 primary beings that split into 12 of 12 of 12, and then they created the 6.5 billion souls on Earth. Is that a true statement that originally there were only 12 beings that split, the light refracted to create this many souls? If that's true, who are those 12?
It is somewhat accurate, but you have to understand that it began with one. And the one split into two, and then so on and so on. So the 12 that you are speaking of would be considered the archangels. They are this beginning of this process. See?
Yes, sir.
Anything to add here, Shira?
We would say that if you have an opportunity to look through the Kabbalah, there are many sites of information there for you that you may find beneficial for in your understanding. Okay?
Thank you.
Other questions here?
I have an observation that I want to clarify. So you talked about evolution and how things are quickly evolving, and the sun is a example. So the first thing that I observe is that things have always been evolving. What I think is happening is it's evolving faster than ever before. So is the evolution, if that's true, is the evolution of the universe or multiverse or whatever this is that is evolving so quickly, is the Earth a reflection of that, and is that why our technology evolution is so quick?
That is correct.
Okay.
Certainly. You are going and moving through this process, or at this point now, you are moving through an evolutionary leap in consciousness. The full leap will happen when the event occurs, when this pulse of energy, pulse of light, fully hits the Earth after it has moved through the solar system and so on. So you are experiencing, though, now much of the beginnings of this entire process. And the one David Wilcock has been very accurate in describing the changes that come every 26,000 years as a cycle here. And this is what is occurring now. This is at that cycle, at that point where this shift is about to happen. It is in the process of happening, but it is more fully going to happen and create what you would look at and see, and we also will see it as an evolutionary leap in consciousness in that moment.
Is that reflective of the entire cosmos evolving?
Yes.
Okay.
As below, so above, and as above, so below.
So it's difficult for humans, I think, especially we humans in this room, to watch how slow things are going, although they're really going fast. So our perception is that things aren't going that fast.
That is correct. That is based on your programming here in your perceptions. But from our point of view, things are moving very rapidly here. Ashira, anything to add here?
Yes, very rapidly. It's interesting that you share, Joanna, that it seems to be moving more and more rapidly, and yet it's always been moving rapidly. And the truth is that there has been a great deal of advancement with the computer age upon the planet, a great deal of movement in a whole new direction than what you had been moving in. If you had been someone who had been in the industrial age, for instance, you would say then that the world was changing so rapidly. There's a pace and appropriate timing for everything. And at this point in time, the technology that you are aware of and the others in this room are aware of does seem to be moving very rapidly and is the human consciousness that is striving to catch up with us in some ways. And so the leap in evolutionary consciousness with the pulse that is coming in will prepare you for the new world that you are entering, okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Other questions here?
I would like to share what happened during the meditation and ask a question.
Yes.
Karen. So this has happened, you know, over the years, but today it was more profound. While doing the meditation, I would have my hands just innately, like in the, I guess people would say how Bashar holds his hands. You just make a diamond out of your hands. All your fingertips are touching, and it makes a diamond, if you will. So there was a huge pulse that came in, and then it was as if my head was going, you know, back and forth. It gets that shake, but I was aware that it actually wasn't shaking. It was actually revolving clockwise, if my head could actually spin on its neck, but it can't. But the energy was actually going clockwise, and then it paused, and then the body started, you know, rotating in a counterclockwise as I'm sitting, and then when that was complete, there was another pulse of energy that came in, and then it started going back and forth, like, you know, front to back, front to back, front to back, and then when that stops, then yet there's, you know, another explosion of, you know, a pulse of energy that comes in. So other than, you know, increasing the velocity of my beingness, I would appreciate any insights that could be shared on what actually transpires when that happens.
Sierra, do you wish to
address? Yes, I will share with, start with this one. Erin, you are fortunate because you have so many wonderful experiences in your day-to-day life and a wonderful experience with this meditation, was it not?
Absolutely.
So we are happy that you had this experience. We would say that the pulse coming in, you're becoming aware of this change in frequency is what caused the effects in your physical body. Nothing to be afraid of, just part of what you are riding through and this storm of activity that is going on in your life and in what is happening in the rest of the world as well. So be open. Just be open to wherever this leads you. And know that it does not have a direction, but you, for you in particular, this is a change of energy. It's a change of vibration, and it is affecting you in this way. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And definitely no fear. Definitely there's no fear about it.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, this is what we share here when we speak about everyone having different experiences with these types of things, with these energies. And you yourself are experiencing the energies the way you would, the way it resonates for you. And the idea of the vibrating or the rotating here is attuned with your Merkaba and your light vehicle body here. So everything is progressing as it needs to for you specifically at this time.
Thank you. And I would like to say that there was a trigger that happened a couple days ago that caused a trigger down the left side of my body, and that experience completely removed that from my experience. So I'm thrilled about that also.
Very good.
Very good. Yes,
thank you.
Are there other questions here? Then we will release channel here. As you continue on in your day-to-day activities, everyone, continue to believe and you will see. This is a key here. We have not given this lightly here. It is a key to bringing you into the next golden age here. It is a key to moving you through the various vibrations and into the higher dimensions. Because as you have understood here, as you move into these higher dimensions, you will be using your imagination more and more and more. And your imagination will become completely real, because as you imagine something, it will immediately manifest. So therefore, it will become just as akin to your thinking process, your thoughts, how quickly they come, and you will begin to use your imagination in the same way. Your imagination is thought on the higher fifth dimensional planes here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
I am Ashira. As always, it is a pleasure to be with you today, to share with your conversations, to listen to what you are talking about, see what you are experiencing. So many of those who are channeling around the world are bringing in messages of the eminence of what is to be and what is happening. So many speak of the ship. So many speak of the opportunities for change in one's life. As one who served said, imagine, spend time every day, not only in meditation, but in time imagining, believing so that you can see. This is a shift in vibration for you. This is a shift in manifestation for you. This is a shift time for you. Not only a transition, but a shift time. And the less you spend time in the 3D programs, the more you will be moving into the fourth and fifth dimension. We know that you watch movies, you have opportunities to read books, you have opportunities to meditate, you have opportunities to work in the world and understand what is happening out there. But we know that those in this group, those who read these words, those who look for this reading, know that you are moving forward and that everything is unfolding exactly as it should, in the right time and the right place. Everything is orchestrated for the highest good, and each of you is doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing at this moment in time. And when you have a moment where you may fall short of where you want to be, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Know that you are moving forward in spite of whatever you may say or whatever you may do. Be conscious of it and forgive yourself. And know that you and your families, your loved ones, are all on this road. Everyone is moving exactly as they should. Give you my love and my light. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.